Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. My name is Dave Charest, Senior Manager of Content and Social Media Marketing here at Constant Contact. And today we're going to touch base on the state of mobile. We've got a special guest with us here today. Jim Garretson, Senior Product Manager of Mobile, is joining us today. Jim, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dave. Great to be here.
Jim, what are you drinking today?
I have a Newcastle Brown Ale, one of my favorites.
Excellent. I'm trying something new here today. I've got a Shock Top Honey Bourbon Cask Wheat, and I'm...
What is that?
That's
yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of like, it's got a very strong flavor. It's interesting. I can't decide whether or not I like it or not yet, but I'm going to keep drinking it, and we'll see how it goes after that. Who else is here?
I'm Ryan Pinkham. I'm a content developer here at Constant Contact, and I am drinking Stella.
I am Danielle Cormier, and I'm the Social Media Community Manager here, and I'm drinking a Sam Summer.
Sam Adams. Sam Summer.
Which is fitting, because it's the start of summer.
That's right. First day tomorrow,
Woo-hoo.
Right?
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm Azure Collier. I'm a Social Media Education Developer, and I'm drinking a Mike's Hard Cranberry Lemonade, and it says, not your granny's cranny.
Wow. That just seems weird on a bunch of levels. All right, so we're talking about mobile again, and it seems like almost at this point a little weird to just even talk about mobile because it just seems like it's ingrained in everybody now. It's just part of the conversation. It's kind of where you want to start with things. I know when we're thinking about creating content, we're thinking of like, how is this going to look on a mobile device? Is somebody going to be able to consume it there? Is it going to be able to work well on cross platforms and that type of thing? So, Let's just talk about the industry, right? Jim, where are we in terms of mobile at this point?
Yeah, so mobile's everywhere. And you can tell it's everywhere because it's not a surprise to say that.
Right.
Right. So depending on where you look, mobile's responsible for a huge amount of online traffic. It's responsible for most usage in an awful lot of places, both on social networks and applications. And just everybody seems to have a smartphone, right? If you look at the numbers, it says that everybody has a smartphone, but you can also just see it as you walk around. So mobile's kind of becoming, it's just becoming a piece of everyone's life in a way that computers had already become a piece of their lives. The difference now is just you have a computer with you all the time.
Yeah. So are there any trends happening right now that you're seeing that people should either be aware of or just are interesting?
That's an interesting question. I feel like what we're seeing with mobile is a lot of the interesting effects that you get when everyone has a mobile device. Mm-hmm. For a little while, it was early adopter kind of stuff, and you knew people who had a phone that you could text to and other people that you couldn't, but now you can just assume that you can reach everybody wherever they are.
Yeah.
And that's both a small thing, and it's also kind of a really big thing, because now you need to think about, should I really be getting in touch with them now?
Yeah.
Because you know that you can.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny how that, like, now we're all just always connected all the time. You know, I was watching, my wife and I like to go back and watch the old episodes of Friends or whatever. We were watching one with people were late for Thanksgiving. And it was like, where is everybody? And, like, nobody had a phone. Like, nobody had a cell phone and couldn't contact somebody. Like, it's just like, wow, you would never be in that situation in the world today because everybody's got the device kind of, like, glued to their hand,
It's hard to do without it. I was just in Canada last week, and that's international. You have to pay for international minutes, so you can't. Mm-hmm. I did, but I didn't want to use them all. So you're out and about with your phone, or you're lost, and you're like, you have to find a place with Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You can't use your phone.
One of the things I always see, or you see new article coming out that, this company's doing this or this person's doing that and taking their app and splitting it up and doing all these things. I guess they're calling it unbundling, right?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on unbundling? This seems to be like the new trend with everything.
Yeah, unbundling is, it seems like it's another one of those problems that you have when everyone has a phone and everyone has a phone full of apps.
Yeah.
Right? So the question with mobile is, a lot of the time it's around context and it's around what are you trying to get done if you just have a minute or two. And unbundling is about thinking about separating a whole bunch of different things that an app could do into a couple of different apps. And so the reason that you might want to do that is to make it easier to do any one of those specific things.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, on the desktop, if you have like Microsoft Outlook, that does mail and it does calendaring and contacts. And on the phone, those are three different things.
Mm-hmm.
You have a mail app, a contacts one, and a calendar. And then another separate phone app, too. And so unbundling is just the idea of making it easy to get one particular thing done by not jamming them all into one app.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing companies like Facebook are taking this approach where they're taking the big Facebook app and they're breaking it into a number of smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to do that to make it easier to use all the individual things that they offer.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, for Constant Contact, we're working hard on making it possible to do a lot of things with our products. from native apps. Mm-hmm. And as we get farther down that road, unbundling is a way to think about how do we make it as easy as possible to view a quick report, mm-hmm. like, or upload one image, or to do something like that. So I feel like as we do a better job with providing mobile functionality, mm-hmm. that's something that we'll start thinking more about.
Hmm. Yeah. Very cool. So obviously from a small business perspective, I mean, now it's at this point where I think the exciting thing is that now you can actually contact your customers or be in some type of contact with them almost all the time because they do have that phone, right? So there's always, it's not like you have to wait for them to get home to open their email, right? I mean, we're up mm-hmm. over 50% now in terms of
I think so. Mm-hmm.
emails opened on a mobile device now. I mean, it's crazy how that, I mean, how quickly do you think that's going to get closer to like be the top or heavy part of it? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's been happening very quickly. And it seems like it's accelerating.
So what do you think, you know, small businesses should really be thinking of when we talk about mobile, or they figure out how to make this work for themselves?
Yeah. So to get back to the idea of thinking about mobile as a way to reach a person mm-hmm. really at any time, then what really becomes important is what is it that you want to tell them
mm-hmm.
and how can you be sure that it's important to them right then?
Yeah.
Right. How do you know that you're delivering a good message and that when they pick up their phone to check their text messages, that mm-hmm. they see a message from you that's relevant right then?
Yeah.
And so the way that breaks out for small businesses is it's really about two things. The first is making sure that when someone on phone is trying to find you,
mm-hmm.
That they can find you.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, when you're sending communications out, are you making it as easy as possible to understand it mm-hmm. on a mobile device,
mm-hmm.
To take action immediately,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to finish whatever it is that you're ultimately trying to help people to do?
Yeah. You know, we've talked before about this idea that, like, now that, you know, everybody is using the mobile device, and especially when you're out and about to find a new business or potentially find someplace, especially in the world of restaurants, right, to find some place to eat or some place to go or something to do when you're out doing things with people. I mean, it's really important that your business is on these places where people are going to find you. They're in the listing apps. They're on sites like Yelp. They're in, you know, you have a Facebook page, all these places where they can potentially find information about you, right?
Yeah, there are all sorts of places. I mean, So for me, it seems like this, the general idea of having a phone with me, having a mobile device with me, lets me do weird mm-hmm. things now that I didn't think I was gonna do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, an example is I love the Speakeasy podcast, mm-hmm. and I listen actually to a lot of podcasts, mm-hmm. but it lets me do things that would have seemed strange a few years ago, right? Like, I'll mm-hmm. listen to a podcast when I'm doing the dishes.
Yeah.
But I will also listen to a podcast when I'm in the car.
Yeah.
Right, and that is using my phone's data plan.
Yeah,
and mm-hmm. I have a perfectly good radio with a lot like more live people talking.
Yeah,
but I'm choosing instead to listen to a podcast in the car.
Yeah,
just because it lets me be in control of what I'm doing.
Yeah,
so I feel like for all of us, like there are some really interesting things we can do with mobile now that we mm-hmm. just couldn't do before.
Right. Yeah, that's been my favorite new thing now is doing the podcast on the way in and the way back mm-hmm. on the commute home. So, all right, we talked about the idea that, you know, obviously there's when people are trying to find you and you're being able to be found in a comprehensive way or on the mobile device. Then there's also, you know, when you're sending messages out that your people can read them on a mobile device and can be able to take action on them and do that type of thing. But what about from the other angle? You know, there's this other part of it. There's this, what the heck is the word I'm looking for? But there's this way that you're creating content, basically, right, with the mobile device, or you can use the mobile device to help you do those types of things.
Yeah, yeah. So if mobile is a great way to make sure that you're reaching people in the right context, it's also a way for you to save time too, right? In the same way that, you know, it's easy to text as you're going through your day, even when you're really doing something else or supposed to be doing something else. you can still like check Twitter every few minutes and do a lot of things like that. The idea of content creation on mobile and just generally like making a Facebook post or like posting a photo up mm-hmm. to Instagram, to be able to do that from a mobile device, it really gives you more time back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't need to schedule it. You're just getting it done alongside everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I think it comes off a lot more authentic, too, because it's really in the moment and it's happening right then. And it's not something planned and scheduled, but it's really like, hey, what's happening at your business now when it's like those types of social posts.
Yeah, that's kind of you're right. That's kind of the cool aspect of it, too. Like when you're, say, you're running an event or you're doing something like that and there's something happening, like you can share that like, this is what's happening now, and this, it's almost, it gives people a sense of, like, this is what you're missing, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's pretty cool.
One of our customers who's a winery, they do that really well. Roland Wines is the winery, and so when they have events, they have tons of tastings and things like that, so they'll take a photo of, like, the wine glass with the sun setting behind it and tell people, hey, this starts in an hour.
Yeah.
I want to go. I don't forget where they're located. Yeah. They're not here.
And I'm like, wine and sunsets. Nice. Got date night tonight. Well, let's talk about then. I mean, so obviously, like, small businesses can do these things, like we mentioned, like, make sure they're on listing sites and make sure that they have Facebook pages or have sites on these places that already have mobile apps. And then, of course, there are things that they can do with their own the places that they own in terms of their websites. You know, mobile responsive is huge, that type of thing. But what about when it comes from, like, from Constant Contact's approach? Like, what are we doing from a product perspective to kind of help customers do things on their mobile device?
Yeah, so we've had an app out for a while, actually for a couple of years, and it was a little bit of an experiment, and we were trying to understand that question of what's useful to provide to small businesses and nonprofits who they're just trying to get work done, and they're trying to get it done as efficiently as they can. And we came to understand that in the same way that with ConstantContact.com, which works well on a mobile device too, by the way, you can do things like log in and immediately see a report.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You very quickly can understand what happened with the last things that you sent out.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, all right, well, that certainly seems like something that we could help people save time with if they could just do it by launching an app on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we've been working on is this app that's out now. You can launch it, and the first thing it shows you is always the updated stats for the last campaign you sent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're just trying to understand, how can we give you back time in your day?
Mm-hmm.
How can we be helpful? And the next thing after that is saying, all right, well, that worked pretty well, but there are some changes I want to make the next time I send it out.
Mm-hmm.
So figured we'd try to help with that too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can copy a campaign and you can make a couple of changes and send it out again right from your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the idea of content creation on mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not doing it on a phone or doing it on a tablet that's interesting. It's that it's taking what used to be a task you had to set aside time to do and making it possible to do just in a minute or two.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting the same thing done. You're just doing it in less time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're taking advantage of mobile to do it, but that's not really the important part. Mobile's just enabling you to get the job done.
Yeah. You know, I'm always interested in how do you decide, like, what features should go into it, and, like, how do you break that down? Like, how do you guys look at that and make those decisions?
It's a little bit tricky because our products can do an awful lot of things.
Yeah.
Right. And it doesn't feel like the right way to go is to build one giant app that does a million different things.
Right.
You know, absolutely everything.
Yeah.
So we're approaching it that same way that I described, where we try to understand what are the really useful things that we can enable on mobile, and then we get started with that. And we'll start small, and we'll learn. We'll learn from our customers. We'll take their feedback. You can send us an email with your thoughts right from inside the app. And it's that iterative approach that we're taking. And we feel like so far we're doing a pretty good job. We're getting a lot of feedback. We're learning very quickly, and so that'll inform everything that we do in the future as well.
So what from your perspective, what's, like, some of the coolest things or what's really special about the app right now?
And so the apps that we just launched. One of the things that's always been a little bit tricky, but that we've really wanted to do, is to make it easy to get your logo and your branding into an email, because that's just a tricky thing to do. You're taking probably a sign or some content that you've created that's maybe out in your store or you have it on your website, and you're trying to get it into a newsletter. So what we worked on was the idea of, you can just take a picture, because your mobile phone is also a camera. You just take a picture and drop the logo right in. And then you can go into that logo and you can just pick a color right out of that picture and say, make this the color for my template. So this is a really little thing, right?
Yeah.
Picking a color out of a photo is not new. But what we think is nice about it is it's built right in and it just saves you time. And it makes it easy to get the result that you're probably looking for. So that's an example of the kind of thing that we spent an awful lot of time on because we felt it was really important to just make it easier to get this done.
That's pretty cool. And then it makes your email probably look a lot more branded too and professional.
Yeah, it's working pretty well. People seem to like it.
Awesome. What's the future hold? What do you guys see in terms of, all right, what's coming next?
So we just launched these apps and we're just starting to get feedback. And I think the next thing we're going to do is listen a little bit, actually. Yeah. And so comments that people have, you try it out, definitely let us know what you think. Mm-hmm. We have some ideas about what to do in the future. We certainly think there's more that we can do to save people time in other areas as well. Mm-hmm. And there's probably more we can do, even just to streamline what we already have a little bit more. So some ideas around more around reporting, around images, contacts, and things like that. Those are all areas that we're looking at right now. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that we've made any decisions quite yet, but we're looking for feedback from customers to help us figure it out.
Very cool. Well, then I would encourage anyone listening today, if you're a customer and you've tried out one of the updated apps, check it out. Let us know what you're thinking so that we can incorporate that feedback, because we do listen and we do try to figure out ways that we can accommodate those things that people are actually looking to do, right, and make it easier for them. So that's very cool. And we'll also include a link in there that you can click on that will take you to the updated app. And definitely check that out. Does anybody else have any other questions for Jim? I think we're good.
Cool.
Awesome. Jim, thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. And let us know in the comments below how you're using your mobile apps and how it's making your life easier. And if you're doing anything like that to actually reach customers, share your tips in the comments below. That way we can share those with other people. All right. That's all for today. And we'll catch you next time on the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. Bye-bye now.